From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with the Cherry River String Band. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. We also thank The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky. A UNESCO Creative City of Crafts and Folk Art connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 563rd live performance. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from the Cherry River String Band. The Cherry River String Band is built around the talents of four young musicians who all share a love for the traditional style of bluegrass, mountain, and folk music. All four have grown up playing music deep in the heart of Kentucky and continued their careers in music through college. Please welcome tonight's guest in a concert performance on the Red Barn Radio stage, Cherry River String Band.
Tell me where my true love is. Tell me if you can. Tell me where my true love is. Off with another man.
Shady Grove, my true love,
down the Gold
Plain.
Tell me where my true love is. Tell me if you know. Tell me where my true love is. Down by Shady Grove.
Shady Grove, my true love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my true love.
Big white house, hosted a buggy fine. I used to hug and kiss the girl,
yeah.
Used to call her mine.
Shady Grove, my true love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my true love. Bound to go away.
When I was a little boy, I wanted a Barlow knife. Now I am a great big boy. I'm looking for me a wife.
Shady Grove, my true love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my true love.
Must get on my shoulder. I'm going down to New Orleans. I'm going to be a soldier.
Shady Grove, my true love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my true love. Bound to go away. Shady Grove, my true love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my true love. Bound to go away.
How talented you all are. Thanks for being with us here tonight. We're going to learn more about the Cherry River String Band, and I want to introduce Red Barn Radio's Eric Hess to speak more with them.
Thanks, Renee. So Callie, Will, Andy, Tanner, it's just great to see you young people carrying on this traditional music of the region. How did you all get together?
I knew Callie for a few years, you know, like maybe three or four, really.
Andy Brown.
I met Tanner and Will at Morehead State University, where they have a traditional music program at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. And we were all students there. Me and Will majored in it, Tanner minored, and we all just kind of got together. It was the three of us originally, then we added Tanner out of a need of clawhammer banjo. And yeah, it was a pretty organic, like slow-moving, kind of flowed together normally kind of thing. It's definitely
buddy-buddy. How did you come up with that Cherry River String Band? Tell me about the name of that.
Well, the thing about like old-time bands, it seems to be like color, location, string band. Like that's how you really name bands. All the primary colors were taken. So, and roughly secondary colors were gone as well. So we went to fruit. Fruit seemed to be strong. Cherry's a fruit, right? And we ended up doing that. And I think I just came up with it one day.
Thank you.
you all so much.
Callie, talk about some of the influences that brought you to this traditional music style.
Callie Northern.
Well, I started taking lessons when I was 8 years old. The way I got started was I had a video of Woody Guthrie and Lead Belly, which is a strange combination. So I watched that video and I watched John Mellencamp. He had a fiddle player with his band and she was just casual. She sat on the porch, you know, she played her fiddle. She had a hole in her jeans and I was like, this is the coolest person I've ever seen. So I was like, Dad, I want to play fiddle. I want to play the fiddle. I never wanted to play violin. I always wanted to play that style of like old time music. So I started taking lessons from Al White. So Al White and the McLean Family Band is obviously a really big influence for me, as well as I know these guys as well. And Donna and Lewis Lamb, I took lessons from them for about 7 years. They're also a very big influence for me.
I came to the city so bright and so fair when I was just 18 to find work somewhere. The year was 1904, so many things to see. That all changed right then when she looked at me. In the busy streets of the city is where I first saw her. She wore a pretty yellow dress and a necklace made of pearls. I knew I had to make her mine there from the start. Under the streetlights of Cincinnati is where she stole my heart. Steel mill to save up some cash, working till the sun went down. Days go by too fast. Her name was Sarah and she lived down the street. Maybe one day soon she and I can meet. In the busy streets of the city is where I first saw her. She wore a pretty yellow dress and a necklace made of pearls. I knew I had to make her mine there from the start. Under the streetlights, Cincinnati is where she stole my heart. Finally, the day had come when I would talk to her. I put on my best shirt in time, not sure what might occur. I went to her front door, we went and talked a while. Ice cream and some laughs, good day and good style. In the busy streets of the city is where I first saw her. She wore a pretty yellow dress and a necklace made of pearls. I knew I had to make her mine there from the start. Under the streetlights of Cincinnati is where she stole my heart. Under the streetlights of Cincinnati is where she stole my heart.
How about you, Tanner? What brought you to the clawhammer style of banjo?
Tanner Blevins.
It kind of started whenever I picked up the traditional music minor at Moorhead, where I met these guys. I was mainly a guitar player, and I don't really know why. I guess my roommate, he had an old banjo, and I was like, that could be the second instrument I pick up. So it was an open back banjo, so I went for the clawhammer style. I kind of like that old time feel, and I don't know, it seemed fun. And a few months later, these guys were looking for a banjo player, so it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, I felt really bad for Tanner. We were playing at Willie's the first time we had Tanner, and like he broke two strings in one night.
Yeah, two strings. It was like the first night out with this banjo. I had just restrung it. I was pumped. Broke the top string like two songs in, and then I was like trying to rig a guitar string up, and then as I was doing that, another string popped off, so I ended up playing guitar that night.
But. And then he flat-picked the banjo for a while, too. Yeah. It was just pretty... He went to what he knew. It was strong.
Thank you.
Will, you have a real smooth guitar style there. Who are some of the contemporary artists that play this traditional music that you look to?
I started playing guitar when I was in about third grade.
Will Padgett.
And I grew up listening to a lot of country music, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings. And for guitar, I kind of like country guitar was kind of what I started on in classic rock and in high school and middle school. But I kind of progressed more to bluegrass and folk when I started in college. Some of my favorite people to listen to are James Taylor and Jim Croce, and kind of like singer-songwriter kind of style guitar. But I also like a lot of blues influence. I've listened to a lot of blues players growing up, like Robert Cray, B.B. King, and Muddy Waters. And so I like a lot of different stuff. And so it's kind of just a mixture of just good picking stuff.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the time of your life. Photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang them on a shelf with good health and good time. Pictures and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the time of your life. Unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you have the time of your life.
And Andy, left-handed bass. And I think I read that you play other instruments as well. Do you also play those left-handed?
Yeah, for the most part. I play mandolin left-handed, but upside down. But besides that, I play a few other things left-handed.
And you play in multiple bands?
Yeah, I run around. This is kind of like my full-time gig. Like playing bass for people is my full-time gig. So I run around and do that a lot.
Do you move between styles?
The great thing about bass is that like to a bass player, it doesn't feel like you're moving between styles because you're still just kind of hitting the notes in the chord. You're just making sure you land on the right beat. So it's really kind of a feel thing for me. I just don't think of music that way, not to sound horribly pretentious. But, you know, I play in a couple honky-tonk bands, and I play in some bluegrass bands, and I also do a singer-songwriter thing and run around doing that a lot, too.
And I noted that you introduced one of the songs that Will had wrote. Are you guys writing as a band?
No.
So leaving it all up to Will is what you're saying.
It's really Will's thing, man.
We have about two original songs that we do that I wrote, but I'm sure we're going to start co-writing stuff pretty soon. And whenever we get together, we kind of just pick and jam. So we got a lot of good music brewing, so hopefully some good stuff will come pretty soon.
So what's your process of picking songs that you're going to work up and do?
Quickest way to get like a band together, I've always found, is just to be like, who knows what, who feels most comfortable singing lead majority of the time, and what can we do to make these arrangements quick and solid? And that's usually where it goes from. That's how a set list is usually made, for at least me, and I would say that's how we did it here.
Yeah. We kind of all bring in like just different songs and work them out. And like a lot of the songs we're doing now are ones that we've all individually brought and worked on in a rehearsal setting and kind of just, like Andy said, got the arrangement set up and just sort of put it together.
We also like to take contemporary songs and kind of make them a little bit more bluegrass style.
So you guys have been together for over a year now?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And how often are you playing gigs?
Kind of depends. Like this week we have 3 shows. So it just depends. It varies. I mean, in the wintertime a lot, obviously it slows down. In the summertime it's a lot busier. So it just depends. But
we play a lot of festivals around the state in the past year. And we actually just got back from West Virginia this past weekend. And that was our first band road trip out of the state. And it was in Lewisburg, West Virginia, which is about from here 4 hours. So we all kind of piled up in my car, and I drive a little car, so it was kind of tight packed, but it was fun.
Sardines.
Yeah.
We're hopefully going to Denmark next summer is what we're fingers crossed. So.
Well, how exciting that's going to be.
Yeah.
How are you finding life on the road?
I love it.
It's awesome.
It's easier than being stationary because you're just being taken somewhere.
In South Carolina, there are many tall pines. I remember the oak trees that we used to climb. But it makes me feel better each time.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Cherry River String Band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Cherry River String Band after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.